Patty. Listen, it's a problem, and my next guest has attacked it, and I'm talking sleep apnea and snoring, and I'll tell you, there's no better person in the business as far as trying to somehow figure it out for some folks. A good friend of mine had a big problem as far as sleep apnea. And you know the apparatuses they put on you with the hose and the mask? Well, guess what? You don't need it. You really don't need it. All because of my next guest. Let's welcome in Dr. Alexander Barsky, FranklinAvenueDentalCare.com. Listen, it's about the experience and it's about a new approach to help kind of solve some of these issues. And Dr. Barsky is nice enough to give us a couple of minutes on this busy Thursday. Hey, sir, welcome. It's good to have you. I've been talking about you nonstop off the air to a lot of folks I know. And I'll tell you, this is a big area. I can't, everybody goes through some of these issues. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you for having me.
It's great. You know, it's all about trying to get a good night's sleep, which I have trouble doing. Once I hit the hay, I'm okay. I just want to be able to have a nice, calm night's sleep. So when I wake up at 4 a.m. every day, I am good to go. But give me a sense, because, you know, you've been a leading dentist and now in this area as well. Give me a sense, Dr. Barsky, how it all got started for you, my friend.
Well, the reason I actually got into this is my father actually died from undiagnosed sleep apnea. We were always, as a kid, I was always making fun of him snoring, and it was so loud that it would wake up the entire house.
Yeah.
Later in life, he developed obesity, he developed heart disease, eventually he died from heart disease, totally related to obstructive sleep apnea. When I got into dentistry and then I got into dental sleep medicine, I realized exactly what was happening. And he, unfortunately, was not the only one suffering from this disease. There are about 30 million people in the United States alone who have obstructive sleep apnea, and 80 to 90% of these people are never diagnosed.
Yeah.
And they have very, very, very serious complications. Aside from not getting a good sleep, because your sleep becomes fragmented when you actually stop breathing at night, which could happen several hundred times a night, depending on the severity of the condition.
Yep. Lost a friend of mine years ago to this issue. My own brother was in the he was in the method of putting on this mask. I mean, he showed me, he put on this mask, you know, the hoses. I mean, the guy looked like he was out of a 1950s horror movie. I mean, and that's what it is. So in comes Dr. Barsky when I learn about some of this stuff, and I'm wondering around about non-invasive type stuff, you know, and then I hear about oral appliance therapy and everything else, and I'm saying, wow, I mean, this is something else. So here comes along these new methods, Doc, and away we go. Give me a sense of that.
Yeah, so by the way, just to kind of touch upon the obstructive sleep apnea, and the reason, again, I got into this is, aside from causing daytime fatigue and high blood pressure, a highly increased chance of stroke, diabetes, heart attacks, dying in your sleep, erectile dysfunctions. I mean, there are all sorts of issues related to obstructive sleep apnea. In terms of, and by the way, CPAP, which is the most commonly used method for treating this disease, is a wonderful method of treatment. The only problem is that it is just like you described. You basically look like an F-16 pilot with a mask on. You can't turn, you can't sleep comfortably, and lots of people are complaining about the use of it, and they stop using it. And it is a vitally important treatment methodology, but people are not using it because it is extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, and so you bring up the CPAP, and you know, we've all heard CPAP type treatment. Just explain to the folks out there. Give me a sense of CPAP and what it means.
Sure. So CPAP stands for continuous positive airway pressure.
Right.
So basically what happens at night, the back of your throat collapses. And there are reasons why this happens. But essentially, when you narrow an airway, it's basically like pinching a water hose. the air is not getting through and you stop breathing. And that's obviously a serious condition because the brain will die after 4 minutes of non-breathing. So we're geared to breathe. Now, what CPAP does is it's a machine. It's basically a mask that's connected by holes to a machine that consistently puts air into your lungs. And it happens continuously through the night. Mm. And it's basically like blowing a balloon open.
Yeah.
Air is constantly getting into your body, making you breathe. And this is basically the methodology of CPAP.
There you go, yeah. Dr. Alexander Barsky. Now, Craig Ferrantino. Craig, you have a question? Can I ask Dr. Barsky? Yes. Craig Ferrantino, Doc. Go ahead.
Dr. Amelie.
Sure.
I'm a volunteer as advanced life support here in Southern County. What are you doing? Is it a mouth appliance?
I
all right, we got to repeat. Jake, let's just check. Yeah, get a mic check here.
I can't hear.
Ask him if it's a mouth appliance.
Yeah, he wanted to know, just get Craig's mic going here. He wanted to know if it's a mouth appliance of any kind with that stuff.
Yes, it is. So what I do is essentially, it is a mouth appliance, and what it does, it prevents the jaw and the tongue from falling back, obstructing the airflow, and the air stays open. So instead of blowing anything into your body, what it does, it actually prevents the tongue and the jaw from falling back, opening up your airway and making you breathe.
Yeah.
That is the methodology behind it.
Right. So it's a hard mouth appliance that kind of pushes your jaw forward. Is that correct?
Essentially, yes. It is an appliance. It's a custom-made appliance, and there are many, many tests that I run to find out that sweet spot as to where the jaw should be positioned, and I do use modern technology in that. There are computer-guided systems that I use, essentially, to find that sweet spot. But essentially, it is a mouth appliance. It is inserted over the upper and the lower teeth. And it protrudes the jaw forward slightly. Again, I find what that sweet spot is using technology.
Yeah.
But that senses what's happening. Wow. And it prevents the jaw from falling back, obstructing the airflow, and making you breathe at night.
Now, Doc, aren't there people also doing, like, surgeries here that, too, for sleep apnea, where they're either doing something with the lower part of the throat or something like that? Do you talk about that as well? I mean, it's more invasive, obviously.
Absolutely. So surgery is really the last option I would ever entertain because there are many other ways. Surgery is non-reversible. So yes, can things be done? Soft palates have been reduced. The tongue size, believe it or not, people have cut the tongue to reduce the size of it to allow for a greater airway. The uvula, that triangular part of the back of your mouth, is sometimes removed. None of these things are actually effective. To some extent, they are. That is the last resort.
Yeah. Wow.
There are other things such as Respire, and they have heard about this device. It's essentially it is a device that's implanted like a defibrillator into a patient's chest. There are two leads that are surgically implanted into the back of the tongue, and one that senses the contractions of the muscles, the breathing muscles. And when the device senses that the person is not breathing, it kind of it stimulates the tongue to protrude itself forward. So this is another way of opening up an airway. Again, you're talking about surgery. It's a very expensive and a very complicated procedure, which we try to avoid by using methodology that is much, much less invasive and definitely reversible.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, it's...
Thank you.
Cap, you have any sleeping problems?
Well, other than that, I don't sleep that many hours.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going on maybe 5 hours a night, 6 hours a night. That's a good night's sleep for me, for sure.
By the way, I just want to quickly touch upon that.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard about the 7, 8, or 8 hours of sleep. That is vital. Sleep is what makes us our bodies recuperate, both mentally and physically. 6 hours a night is really not sufficient. And there are a couple of examples. Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher were, you know, they were famous about talking about sleeping or needing to sleep only 4 or 5 hours a night, but they both died of Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
And there's a very, very prominent, there was link between Alzheimer's, dementia, and insufficient sleep. And there are reasons for that, which I don't want to take the time to discuss right now, but it is important to get a good night's sleep, and it is something that I would...
It's important. It really is.
One thing
yes.
I've perfected, though, I would say, is that I take a power nap about every single day.
See, I can't do that.
But I'm disciplined. It's 30 minutes, I'm up, standing up. But I do it almost every single day.
Yeah, I can't do that. I mean, I'm up at 4, 4:30. Even on a Saturday or Sunday when I want to, sometimes I'll go to 5. Maybe on a Sunday, closer to 6.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
I rise at 6.
And Jay, by the way, you had mentioned that important point. In terms of keeping a consistent sleep schedule, if you do sleep a certain number of hours, you know, getting to bed and waking up at about the same time every single day, even on the weekends, is vitally important.
Yeah.
It, some people say, oh, I'm going to catch up on my sleep during the weekend. That is not what you want to be doing.
I know. So, it's a pain in the neck. I wish I could do what the cap does and take a power nap. I can't do it. Tom, you too?
Me too. I struggle with sleep. I wish I could sleep the way I did when I was young. Yeah. You know, I mean, I could sleep till 1 p.m. when I was young, and now I struggle to stay asleep. I struggle sometimes to get asleep and then to stay asleep. And I'm getting like Ken. What'd you say? 5 hours, Ken?
5-6 hours.
Yeah.
Plus like a 30-minute power nap. But, and I know not everyone could do that.
I can't do that. I'm like Jay. I can't take naps anymore. I don't know why.
I can't even on an airplane. I can't even sleep.
I can't sleep if I'm sitting up. Yeah, I have to be laying down. And not only that, I have to. I sleep on my side and my stomach.
Yeah.
So Doc, how does that affect CPAP as far as like a stomach sleeper or a side sleeper? I mean, my friend has that mask. And he's all over the place. The mask falls off in the middle of the night, and it starts making noise. But, so your device, for a guy like myself who sleeps on his side and stomach, that would work. That would be practical, correct?
Absolutely. Because with the appliance, the oral appliance, you could sleep anywhere you like, on your stomach, on your back. Mm-hmm. And by the way, sleeping on the side, I would definitely recommend that versus on your back. Because gravity works against you when you're sleeping.
Yeah, Madam Supervisor, you have any issues sleeping?
Oh,
you,
God,
you,
no.
You do a long beyond day.
Welcome, Angie Carpenter.
My head hits that pillow, and I'm out.
Yeah.
We have no check problems engines, whatsoever.
There you go.
And by the way,
are we good?
Mentioning the sleep, obviously, vitally important. And if there are issues with sleeping, definitely look into getting tested for sleep apnea.
Doc, I tell you, very informative stuff. Really is. And by the way, welcome to the family here, my friend. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can contact Dr. Alexander Barsky, Franklin Avenue Dental Care. Free consultation, by the way, awaits. You make a phone call, 516-538-1100, 538-1100, and check it out. I implore you to check it out on the website. Great website, Franklin Avenue Dental Care. .com with the great Dr. Alexander Barsky. Good stuff, Doc. We'll chat.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
you. Appreciate it all. There you go. Sleep issues.
Stay well. Stay healthy.
You too. A good night's sleep is essential.
Good night's sleep. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.